Proverbs for the day, January the 9th, Proverbs chapter 9, verses 1 and 2. Wisdom hath builded her house, she hath hewn out her seven pillars. She hath killed her beast, she hath mingled her wine, she hath also furnished her table. So we'll take this devotion today, work with it a little bit. There is much to this passage, and even in this verse. And we'll take it just a bite at a time. One of the things we notice is that there are two ways to do everything. One way is every other way than with God's wisdom. So one way includes many ways, innumerable ways. So one way of the two ways to do everything is other than with God's wisdom. The other way, which stands in contrast to all other ways, is with God's wisdom. It's safe to say that whenever you see something that is well built and with good aesthetics and sound construction, you can know that God's wisdom was used to build it. Now, lest you feel like that's a contradiction since there are so many things that are built by lost people today, let us remember that we're going to talk about that here in a minute and understand that, okay? But it is important to remember that there are two ways to do everything. And so secondly, we'll talk about this. Taking credit for something does not change the source of truth. Taking credit for something does not change the source of truth. That's important to remember. Mankind takes credit for things all the time that they didn't do. They take credit for things all the time that they didn't invent. God invented it. He merely gave them the ability to understand how to work with it. For example, Lucifer takes credit for God's wisdom. It was the Lord who gave him light and music and ability and authority and power and liberty. It was God who gave that to him. Lucifer doesn't give God the credit for it. Lucifer will do wrong and evil and try to blame God for it. But he will constantly try to get credit for anything good. I remember what comes to my mind is two brothers from China that in the early days, due to literally needing to protect themselves, they learned Kung Fu. And it was a fighting Kung Fu. It wasn't all this crazy stuff, you know, that you see sort of dramatic. It was the real deal. And they both became accomplished at it. One of them used it to help others, to train people in true self-defense and stuff. He's a professing Christian. Much of his family were saved by, led to Christ by missionaries in China. The other, trained right alongside him, went to the dark side. One honors the knowledge and the source and acknowledges the Lord, while the other uses it to run a protection racket and to threaten and hurt people. They both are skillful at what they do. But one takes the credit for it themselves, the other gives the credit. So taking credit for something does not change the source of truth. When mankind builds and vents and flies and goes underwater and does all kinds of things and builds technology and develops medicine and saves lives, and what we mean by that is they extend lives. When mankind does that, okay, it doesn't change the source of truth. And it's important to remember that. You know, when you do something with wisdom, okay, when it works and you learn how to do it, it doesn't matter if a lost person or an agnostic might teach the skill. It's important to understand that behind all that is still the Lord. I don't believe for a minute that when he says, wisdom hath builded her house, she hath hewn out her seven pillars, she hath killed her beast, she hath mingled her wine, she hath also furnished her table, that you can discredit the fact that butchering and baking and candlestick making are all skills, have certain ways they have to be done, and they were given to us by the Creator because He made the way that these elements work together. When people are allowed to do all they're doing, they might take credit for it, but that doesn't change the source of truth. It just means that they're plagiarizing. It just means that they're being proud and exalting themselves against God, and in exalting themselves against the knowledge of God. So that brings us to say the third thing, and that is thankfulness for God's wisdom is a great safeguard. excuse me, one thing I see very little of today is true humility amongst what we would call God's men when it comes to light. You know, the world takes credit for things, and then they give credit to each other for things, and they build man up, and they just pump it up. And many, and I don't know that it's wrong to say many, but many allow others and themselves to believe so much good about themselves that they're not duly thankful for God's mercy and grace in granting wisdom. Listen, wisdom comes from without into you, then God works it out for others. Think about this. I'll read you a passage out of Romans chapter 1. It's a very appropriate passage for this thing right here. Romans chapter 1. And let me just read you a few verses here real quick. Romans chapter 1, and I'll start in verse 18. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has showed it unto them. For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, mark this please, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imagination, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. The wisest thing we can do is be thankful. The wisest things we can do is to give God the credit for wisdom. And that wisdom, according to our passage, includes building and butchering and candlestick making. You know, butcher, baker, candlestick maker. Listen, unthankfulness on behalf of a believer is the ultimate slam against the Lord. We should take time to see all the ways in which God has given you wisdom. Now, I realize you don't want to become flippant about it, or even you know, foolish about it with others, and foolish in this sense. The lost world doesn't believe that God gave you the wisdom, so sometimes to tell them that is, it appears vain in their eyes. But at least give God the thanks. At least give those close to you who understand that you believe in God and you follow God, and your closest co-workers, and even your knowledge of the King James Bible, be sure that you're thankful and you give thanks for the light you have. Because all the things you know how to do, if you know how to take that bow out there and get everything sighted in and go out there and shoot something and then butcher it and make something out of it and cook and just everything you can think of, be sure that you realize that we must give God the glory for all that wisdom. He made the place, then He made all the rules of physics and all the rules of chemistry and all the rules of everything, and then He in His mercy gave it to people to pass on to people to pass on to people. And if you come up with something, there is no new thing under the sun. Be sure that you give God the glory and are thankful today.